One day, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
When I went to school, to Barkway this was, I saw a rabbit just been killed. So I got a little Messerschmitt in those days.
What is that?
Always a little Messerschmitt, three-wheel car.
Oh,
hideously ugly.
What was it called?
It was a Messerschmitt.
It was made by the Messerschmitt.
And
was it called Messerschmitt?
Two wheels at the front and one at the back. And you didn't
like a Robin Reliant, but it wasn't.
It wasn't a Robin, no, much smaller. You lifted it, it hadn't got a door, you lifted the lid up.
How wonderful.
And you stepped in and you shut it. You didn't so much drive it as wear it. You wore it. It let yourself down. On the back was a little tiny seat, big enough for a little child or a pile of books.
And you zoomed on this little thing?
I took a driving test in that.
Really?
I shall never forget that. I'd been three times to Cambridge on a motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
I should never pass. I was terrified of it. I failed every
but
time.
But you needed a transport. You needed a transport.
Those hills to Barkway.
Yes, and especially in the winter. You couldn't do it on a bicycle.
I couldn't.
How far is it from Crystal?
About 6 or 7 miles.
Yes.
And you touch three counties. You go out of Essex, through part of Cambridgeshire into Hertfordshire. Yes. Those three.
So you needed a reliable transport.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this little thing, I loved it.
Where did you get it?
It was for sale in one of the transport places at Duxford.
Mm-hmm.
And
you had to do a test on it, did you?
Oh yes. You could drive that with anybody with you with an L plate on it. Oh, I went chugging around. You learn to keep out of the ditches. My son said, you do this, you do that, Mum. And off I went, you see. And I thought, well, if I get in the ditch, I've got to get myself out. So I kept out of the ditch, you see. It must have been a hilarious sight. Anyway, I was in the drive.
Did you have an instructor to teach you how to drive?
No.
You taught yourself?
With information from my son and my husband. You do this, you do that. They wouldn't come with me because they couldn't get in the van.
They couldn't get in it.
That is why when I got to Cambridge, can I tell you a story? It's nothing to do with this really. I got to Cambridge and in those days the office was up near the station. You went up a flight of steps into a very cold reception room. And all the way around the rooms were plastered warnings about penalties if you tried to bribe the instructor and so on. Dreadful things would happen to you. Well, I got, eventually, a very tall man came. And Mrs. Cromwell, I said, yes, come along. Can you read that driving written number?
Sorry,
yes. And then I looked at this, about 6 foot of him he was, and not small. I thought, he's never going to get in here. And that I think one of his ancestors must have been a concertina, because he stepped in and he went, it was 6 foot of him, down and down and down. The only thing about it, he crouched over me, you see, sitting behind me. The top.
And you had to drive with him.
With him nearly up his chin. And the worst of it was he got a tickly cough all the way. Well, we started.
So you drove around Cambridge in this fashion?
I think some of those places must have been built for the occasion. I didn't know such places existed. We did an emergency stop. We came back to the Lensfield Road, that dreadful turning on, where the Catholic Church is, and I conked out.
Oh, dear.
He said,
it stalled.
Switch off. And he kept, switch off. And then I switch on, and it went. I'm the sort of person who've got a great friend up there, you know. Anyway, we chugged back to the where we came from, you see. We start. He asked me some questions. He said, there's one thing I'd like to ask you. Still coughing. If I hadn't been with you when you stopped at the Catholic Church, what would you have done? Now, I'll tell you, I've got a great God upstairs. Quick, God, what shall I say? You see, and I found myself saying, I should have sat there and let more experienced drivers go round me. Oh, he said, that's as good an answer as any.
Sensible.
And then he shoved a bit of paper past my ear like that. So I said, what's that? He said, it's your certificate.
Wonderful. First time.
So I said, no, third. No, I went.
Three times.
And this first time in the Messerschmitt.
Uh-huh.
I think he was glad to get out. But anyway, after I got the, I said, well, have I passed? He said, yes. So I put it in the other hand so he couldn't get it back, you see. I said, now I'll ask you a question. I said, in my bag here, I've got some cough lozenges. Would you like one? Oh, would he said, I've got a fearful throat. I said, I daren't offer you one before. I'm thinking all these warnings about you'll be prosecuted for bribery. I daren't offer him a cough sweet, dare I?
No.